KSL News Time 3:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
officials are urging people to steer clear of fast-moving rivers and streams with spring runoff once again in full swing. I'm KSL News Radio's Adam Small.
Second, two people had to be removed from a collapsed structure in Salt Lake City this afternoon. South 900 East fire officials have not revealed their current condition. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
We have had an accident reported by Salt Lake City PD, 800 South, 300 West. And if you're traveling any of the Valley freeways, not a bad drive. But we do have some heavy traffic backing up at 2100 South, 1300 East, especially eastbound and southbound backups. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Mostly sunny with room temperature highs today, right around 72. I'm Matt Johnson.
Yeah, 70 degrees of the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios now. Our top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Lindsay Davis, anchor Prime streaming weeknights on ABC News Live. Opening statements are now complete in Donald Trump's hush money trial, the first ever criminal case against a former president. ABC's Olivia Rubin has more.
Prosecutors in their opening statements brought up the infamous Access Hollywood tape. They read portions of the transcript to the jury. They said that Donald Trump was bragging about committing sexual assault, and Donald Trump just had to sit there and listen.
Trump is charged with falsifying business records related to a payment to an adult actress before the 2016 election. Classes were held remotely today at Columbia University amid pro-Palestinian protests and acts of anti-Semitism on campus. Police arrested several protesters over the weekend. More than 100 were arrested last week. Kaz Daughtry is NYPD Deputy Commissioner of Operations.
We haven't received any reports of any physical harm against any student. However, if there's any student, Jewish or whoever, that's been assaulted or wants to make a police report or wants to talk to the police, we encourage them to call 911.
On the campus of Yale University, nearly four dozen arrests during pro-Palestinian protests. This is the final week of oral arguments in the Supreme Court's term. Justices heard arguments on a major case on homelessness and will decide if cities can fine people who sleep outside. A decision is expected in June. The High Court also agreed to hear a case next term involving efforts by the White House to regulate so-called ghost guns.
The case involves the do-it-yourself kits that have owners manufacturing their own firearms. The New Orleans-based Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals struck down a rule imposed by the Biden administration to require serial numbers and background checks for ghost guns. Now the High Court will determine whether that ruling was the right one.
ABC's Stephen Portnoy. Today is Earth Day, a way to educate the world about climate change and threats facing our planet. You're listening to ABC News.
And time for the KSL In-Depth. Opening arguments were fast, and the first witness, I believe, has already begun testifying at the Trump trial in New York. And joining us live, ABC News investigative reporter Peter Haralambos. So, Peter, can you give us the opening arguments in a nutshell?
Yeah, no problem. I mean, this was a very quick morning for the lawyers in this case. Trump's lawyers arguing really for the first time in front of this jury. Donald Trump's defense, Trump's lawyers arguing here that the former president is innocent, that there's nothing illegal about signing a non-disclosure agreement and paying for someone to silence their story. But prosecutors went in aggressively here, saying, quote, it was election fraud, pure and simple, that Donald Trump tried to corruptly influence the 2016 election with these hush money payments. Diametrically opposed views of this case. But at the end of the day, vital background as these jurors begin to hear testimony, they're in the middle of the first witness, David Pecker here, the former publisher of the National Enquirer.
He was the former president's friend, I believe, and apparently now he is not.
You know, it's unclear because, you know, he had to testify today under subpoena. He didn't want to do this voluntarily. He's gotten a non-prosecution agreement, meaning that he's kind of going into this testimony with, you know, theoretically less repercussions. When I was sitting in the courtroom, it was kind of stunning to see him come off the witness stand, smile over at Trump, wave to Trump's lawyers. It's hard to read, really, whether or not David Pecker is going to be, you know, a really devastating witness for the former president or someone who might be his saving grace here. We'll really have to see tomorrow when he gets into the heart of his testimony.
All right. Quick question, Peter. There's no live coverage. There's no TV. So I believe that we're getting information from inside the courtroom via what? Blogs and reporters like you who update the world whenever the trial takes a break?
Yeah, at the moment, unfortunately, that's what we've resorted to. Well, at least one of Trump's other criminal cases has video cameras allowed in court. That's his case in Georgia. But here in New York, other than a few still photographers, there's no taping of this trial at all. So Twitter, live blogs, like ABC's News' live blog, is really all we have to kind of relay the information in court in real time. But it's going to be a long trial. It's going to be a ton of information. And I guess the hope is we can synthesize it at the end of the day for you all.
ABC News investigative reporter Peter Haralambos synthesizing for us, and we appreciate it, Peter.